texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories, and then we'll get into your Florida legislative update. So bail was denied for the Wall Street Journal reporter who was detained in Russia on espionage charges. Yeah, no bail allowed for him. I'm afraid he's going to skip town, or in his case, skip country. And probably would. I would. Shoot. I'd be trying to, like, great escape that sucker, man. I'd be trying to figure out ways to get out now. Holy smokes. U.S. diplomatic envoy was fired upon in the Sudan, prompting a warning from Secretary of State Antony Blinken. And apparently there was American and European diplomats in the convoy. And apparently the fighting is ongoing still. So that's interesting right there. And then the Senate Republican report raises the possibility of not one, but two lab leaks in Wuhan to cause the COVID crisis. So that was kind of an interesting report right there. All right, Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The Florida legislative update here. You heard some of the news clips there in our local news update earlier. But basically, the controversial bathroom bill, it looks like it's going to pass the House, but they had floor discussion today. A lot of things coming up pertaining to it. This is the one that basically says if you, whatever sex you're assigned to at birth is which bathroom you need to use. But this is the one that, remember, it started off with, like, it wasn't even just like sex assigned at birth. It was if you have swimmers, you go to the guy's bathroom. If you got eggs, you go to the girl's bathroom. Like, it broke it down to biology. So none of this assignment stuff. It's all biology. Because we mentioned this before. You know, that's the push right now. From many people, we had this in one of our Signs of the Apocalypse recently. One of the pushes right now is to start giving puberty blockers to every fourth grader. And the idea is about fourth grade is when kids can start to go through puberty changes. Others will go through it later, but for some, it begins at fourth grade. And, you know, if you wait until sixth grade or seventh grade, it's too late. Their bodies have already started changing. So the idea is start giving them puberty blockers in fourth grade. And that way, their bodies will not change, whether it be female or male. Their bodies will not go through puberty until they get off the puberty blockers. And then by when they are old enough, maybe 16, 17, maybe even later than that, then they could decide what gender they want to be. And then based on that, every child will have a choice. No. So that's why I'm saying, if you do this whole thing about what you're assigned at birth, they'll just figure out a way to go back to that, go, well, we should stop giving assignments. We should start just giving puberty blockers. And let the person choose their own gender when they get older, and then, yeah. All right, a couple other bills here. We've mentioned these before. The Seagrass Restoration Initiative is going to have about $2 million annually over 4 years to help restore seagrass. That bill is headed to the House floor now. Then we got another bill that is a $1 billion tax cut package by the Senate that has been unveiled. They have not voted on it yet. It's just been unveiled. And then I got a couple other bills here for you to let you know about. But first, let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We do have slow-moving traffic on 98 right now. Not only do we have our typical afternoon traffic if you're heading eastbound, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, but we do have some traffic in the westbound direction as well, right near Gondolier Boulevard. So just keep that in mind, as well as looking good on Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. Afternoon traffic on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. And we do have some slowdowns in between 9 Mile and I-10 on Pine Forest. If you see something else on the roads, please give me a call at 850-262-6111. And again, traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So here is a couple other stories. Well, let me get to the Florida legislative sessions here. So bills. The abandoned cemeteries bill is ready for the final House passage. The Senate version is headed to the final committee. This is the one. So there was a task force that was set up last year to basically look for abandoned cemeteries and to come up with suggestions. So this bill is one that would create the office and the funding to restore and preserve abandoned cemeteries. There's a bill that we've mentioned before, catalytic converter anti-theft measure. It's going to ramp up the penalties for catalytic converter theft, as well as from people who purchase stolen catalytic converters. Then we've mentioned a bill before that was going to try to start schools earlier. For like, I think it was middle school and high school. Try to start the schools earlier. Now there's a separate bill that is attempting to seek a pilot program. Let's do a pilot program first and have a couple school districts or something do this like earlier start time. And then based on that, then we'll be able to, you know, make recommendations for a statewide plan, which I think is pretty good. The House is ready in a third reading on the sea level rising expansion bill. So this is the one where they're trying to pass a thing that would approve basically the impact of the sea level rising. There's already national and international studies pertaining to this. Florida is saying we want to have our own say. How is it going to affect us here in our state if the sea level continues to rise? And then obviously based on that, what could be done to divert waters, to preserve cities and buildings and things like that? So this is the third hearing pertaining to that, and then it will head over to the Senate if it passes. It still has not yet passed. And all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, I got a text here. I've heard it all now, Bobby. All fourth graders getting puberty blockers. They have literally lost their minds. Yeah, that's, I don't know. I don't know what to say because when I read it, I thought, well, it's like one person recommended. Like, what? Sometimes you see these things, like these headlines, recommendation that all fourth graders get puberty blockers. And you're thinking, what? They found like one person who did this recommendation. They wrote a hard article about it. No. Then you pull it up and you found like there's like a teachers union that's behind it up north. And you're like, are you kidding me? The teachers union is supporting this? It's like, this is multiple people who think this is a good idea. More than five?
Who are in charge of educating children?
Yeah, exactly.
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes, exactly. Give puberty blockers all fourth graders, and then we can go ahead and do that. I'm like, oh, boy. yeah, good point here. Pertaining to the sea level rising study, the minute I hear that the Obamas are selling there in Martha's Vineyard house, I'll be concerned about rising sea levels. Well, here's the thing, though. You got to remember, a lot of the people who have houses along the beach, whether it be here or Hawaii or Martha's Vineyard or something like this, they got money. Not everybody, but a lot of them got money. So they're like, okay, so if a hurricane comes through or rising sea levels come and destroy my house, then I'll just build another one. And this time I'll build it on stilts. And so, like, the ones that get me are like in Hawaii where they build houses on the edge of cliffs. Where at any moment, the cliff could just collapse. Like, there is no land left. Like, I own a quarter of an acre. And I have a beautiful house right overlooking the ocean. You know, and then you get some bad storm, mudslide, boom, your house slides into the ocean. And you're like, I own 1/8 of an acre. let's see here. Do those behind the sea level rising bill believe the cure to be sexual healing? That's funny. It's going back to some music. All right, coming up here next, we got top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. You got a couple of texts. One of them, we were talking about a bill that is going to create a pilot program for starting school earlier. And got a text that says, define early. And I didn't know what they meant. And they said earlier in the morning or earlier in the year? No, earlier in the morning. So they want to have a pilot program about starting schools earlier in the morning, which I'm already thinking, some cases, school's already too early in the morning, I feel. Having to get my kids up super early, get them ready and everything like that. They're not even alert. I was the kind of kid who I didn't wake up till 10 o'clock. Like, I could be awake at 7, but I didn't wake up until 10. Like, those first 2 hours of school, just useless. It was just as good as if I was sleeping in bed. It's like it didn't do any good. I got another text here. We're talking about the push to have all fourth graders on puberty blockers until basically they get to an age of 15, 16, something like that, where they can decide on their own what their gender is. I got a text that says, for the few kids who will change their sex, they're willing to risk the others? Yep, they are. And I was thinking about this too. I was like, can you imagine what that would do to high school sports? Like high school football, everybody's still on puberty blockers till they're 15 or 16 years old. But then I realized the same group of people who are pushing this are anti-sports. That's a masculine thing. It's just teaching our kids to be masculine. We need to get rid of football anyway. Don't need it anyway. It's bad for our society. So it's the same kind of people who are anti that are pushing this kind of thing anyway. Or saying, you know what? We should just keep everybody on puberty blockers. That way we can have men and women playing on the same sport together and there will be no disparity and we'll all be equal. So there's that part of it too. Did I just enrage you? I can hear your blood pressure through the phone. Oh my goodness. Calm down. It's all right. They're not going to win this one. That's a small group of thousands of people. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect slow traffic. As well as northbound on 29, we have a patch of traffic. If you're heading northbound right after the interstate, it's going to be slow moving up to Johnson Avenue, as well as 29 in between 9 Mile and 10 Mile Road. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, you see an accident, have details, please give a call over to the traffic line. That's 850-226-1111. Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, I think the perfect response is the timeless quote from Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park. Life finds a way.
Life finds a way. That's right.
So there you go. Well, there will be no trial in Dominion Voting Systems defamation lawsuit against Fox News. Dominion had sued Fox for $1.6 billion for allegedly spreading misinformation about their voting machines after the 2020 election. A $787 million settlement reached today. At least one person dead, five now injured after a parking garage collapsed in Lower Manhattan today. Fire Department Chief John Esposito said crews are working to confirm everybody is out of the building and accounted for. Another mishap with Southwest Airlines lifting a nationwide ground stop now. Still, there were over 2,200 flights delayed and the airline now playing catch up. Southwest is the problem caused by intermittent tech issues. And Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin now cleared to return to football activities. Of course, you'll recall he suffered a cardiac arrest event during the Monday Night Football game against the Cincinnati Bengals towards the end of last year. Team general manager Brandon Bean said all doctors who saw Hamlin last week were in agreement to clear him for football activities, Bobby.
I know, I saw that. And I mean, good for him, but at the same time, I don't even think I want to watch I don't think I want to see the game that he's playing in. Like, I'd be too nerve-wracked. Like, I don't want to see this dude die. No, I ain't watching it. But good for him. He's getting cleared for everything. It's just like, at the same time, I'm like, I'm surprised he's even trying to come back. Like,
yeah. There was the one high-profile case involving Christian Eriksen, the soccer player who had collapsed during the last Euro tournament.
Yeah.
He took about a year off and then came back, and now he's a regular star with Manchester United in the Premier League. So
yeah, and I read about a basketball player. When DeMar went down, I was reading like, how has this happened before and other thing like this, and it has. It's actually happened quite a bit. It's just it wasn't on Monday Night Football.
It wasn't on ESPN, NFL.
Yeah, it wasn't Monday Night Football. Millions of people watching. Yep. Because there was a player from Utah State who died on the basketball court, and he was able to be revived. Turned out he had a congenital heart defect or something like that. They got a pacemaker for it. He finished out the season. He finished out his career and ended up playing in the Euro League or something like that for pro level even. So they can. It's just it still makes me nervous. It's just, wow. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's cool. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and hit your daily dad joke.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's daily dad joke.
My girlfriend poked me in the eyes, so I stopped seeing her for a while. I don't know why that makes me laugh. By the way, the first Republican debate. So you gotta have some momentum in order to get invited to the debate. So the first debate, August of 2023. So there's still plenty of time for people to get in the race, build up some momentum, and get invited to the debates, and then we get into the primaries and the caucuses in January. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Ross. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe.
Bobby, President Biden's looking to increase access to high-quality child care, issuing an executive order to make child care and caregiving costs cheaper. President Biden said the order is the most comprehensive order taken by a president to expand care. In New York City, at least one person dead, five injured after a parking garage collapsed in Lower Manhattan. Fire Department Chief John Esposito said crews are working to confirm everybody is out of the building and accounted for. And also, the Biden administration will fund a program to keep COVID-19 shots free for the uninsured. The administration will spend over $1 billion on the new program as the vaccines shift to the commercial market. Bobby?
Thank you very much. It's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi. Top story on FoxNews.com is a couple that was beaten, robbed in a viral attack during Chicago teen takeover riot speak out. And basically, it's one of these things. I don't know if you saw this. Chicago mayor said they should not call the teen takeover, the teen riot, you shouldn't call them hoodlums. Like, what do you call them then? Like, you afraid they're going to hurt their feelings? Give me a break with this. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
The computer power needed to create each Bitcoin consumes at least as much electricity as the average American household burns in 2 years. Use a lot of electricity to mine a Bitcoin. Microsoft wasn't originally in Washington State. It was founded in Albuquerque, New Mexico in 1975. It moved to Bellevue, Washington back in 1979. The only IHOP that serves real maple syrup, ooh, I like real maple syrup, is the only one that serves real maple syrup is in South Burlington, Vermont. Every other location has just artificially flavored syrup. Denmark has the oldest flag in the world. They've been using the same flag since 1219. 1219, wow. And only one country in Europe still has the death penalty. Belarus has the death penalty. They're the only one. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.